On today's featured, we have Ethan Klade. Ethan Klade, he is from the movie Strange World that was released in 2022, and I wanted to bring him up because this movie especially has been gotten some attention, I guess you can say, especially in the state of Florida. I know.
Why do you say Florida like that?
If you've listened to a past episode, we talked about kind of the controversy there where a teacher showed the movie and a lot of parents were not happy, or maybe even the school board wasn't happy with that decision. So I kind of want to bring this to light to kind of show, highlight one of these characters because he is an awesome character. Again, Ethan Klade. So he is the son of Searcher Klade and Meridian Klade, and also the grandson of a popular explorer in the movie named Jaeger Klade. He is a 16-year-old boy, the only child of his family, and he grew up loving animals and other living beings. If you haven't watched the movie, he goes through this journey with his family and other acquaintances where he figures out what is going on with his town. While he's there, he also befriends the inhabitant of Avalonia named Splat, which is like basically what it's named after, just a splat looking character. And they befriended him because he was treating his burning wound on one of his tentacles, so that, him shows trust in that. Throughout the movie, he shows that he embodies both of his father and his grandfather by taking on the intelligence of his father as well as the adventurous side of his grandfather. But what's most important is that he's also openly gay, a very openly gay character in the movie, and it was portrayed during his infatuation that he shared with his family, with his school crush, Diaso. He's voiced by Jabuki Young White, and I think the best part of him is that it was very just nonchalant of him being gay. It wasn't like a big deal. It's just that's who he was, and that's how it should be in the world today. That is Ethan Klade.
I'm gay.
You're making a big deal about it.
Wow!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Of Marvelous Galaxy.
Disney, yeah. Welcome to this week's Marvelous Galaxy of Disney. My name is Sean.
And my name is Alan.
And we've got your news for today, and I'm excited. At the end of one of these segments, I'm going to announce my new project to all of you Favorites, my Favorites.
Yeah.
Are you excited to learn what my new project is?
I think I know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll start with Marvelous.
Okay, great.
Marvelous.
So I think one thing we don't always think of is the fact that Marvel bought Fox. And two of the big properties under Fox were Alien and Predator and Terminator, another one that you wouldn't expect to be under Disney now.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked last week about like Terminator-type characters coming to X-Men. Well, apparently something else is coming to X-Men. Can you believe this?
What? What is it?
There's going to be a Wolverine versus Predator comic.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so taking the apex Predator, a hunter alien from outer space that has camouflage, that can hide very easily, that has super strength, that is born to be a hunter, versus Wolverine, the apex mutant Predator.
Wow.
This seems like it's going to be pretty cool.
It is. It sounds fun. I mean, The Predator is a pretty awesome story. And I don't know if this is a rumor or not, but the attraction in Tomorrowland at Walt Disney World, or Magic Kingdom, I should say, Alien Encounter, I believe was inspired by Predator. Oh, no, Alien.
Alien,
never mind.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I'll rewind and retract that.
Yeah, I'll cut it out, I swear.
Yeah, thank you.
So, it's called Predator vs. Wolverine. It's going to be 4 issues. It's a limited series written by Benjamin Percy with art by Andrea DeVito, Ken Lashley, Kiyazama, Greg Land, and more. And this is set to hit the shelves in September.
Nice. Hopefully one day we'll see an actual movie, a live action movie with this.
That'd be amazing.
If it does well, yeah.
Yeah. So I was just reading up on Predator because I thought it was my turn to do the feature today. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to share what I found. So apparently Predator came about by kind of a joke. I did not know this. So they were on Rocky IV.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, gee golly, Rocky's like battled everybody. What comes next? And like the only thing that would be able to beat him is a space alien.
Mm.
So it became kind of a joke. So two guys are like, huh, why don't we write that and see what it looks like?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't write Rocky versus Space Alien, but they wrote their treatment of what that would look like to have a Rocky-type character up against aliens, and it turned into Predator.
That's funny.
So that was in 1987, written by Jim and John Thomas, the Thomas brothers.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, have you seen the Predator movies?
I have. Well, I've seen the recent one that came out on Hulu.
Prey.
But I haven't seen the original ones, I guess the first ones that came out.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen Predator 3, if there's one. I think I've seen Predator, Prey, Alien vs. Predator, and Aliens vs. Predator Requiem.
Okay. So, wow, yeah. There's so many.
I know. But let's move on.
Yeah.
So another hero from that day, another actor who was really big in the 80s and still is, Mr. Harrison Ford himself. We got your news right here.
Yeah. So I don't know if we've reported, you probably did report on it, but Harrison Ford is confirmed to be in the new Captain America Brave New World movie. And pictures from the set have come out, and it shows Harrison Ford actually talking to or interacting with Anthony Mackie, who is the new Captain America. It's him in his Captain America in his suit as well, donning the shield on his back. But a lot of people are pointing out that when you see Harrison Ford, he's actually sitting on a chair, but if you're eagle-eyed, you can actually see his pants being torn.
Yeah, so yeah. This is big news because in the comics, Thunderbolt Ross is the parent of Betsy Ross, who is the girlfriend of Bruce Banner. So he hates his daughter being with Bruce since Bruce is the Hulk, and he makes it his lifelong goal to defeat Hulk. And eventually Thunderbolt goes so overboard, he has himself injected with gamma radiation and turns into Red Hulk.
Nice.
So people are like, well, if his clothes are torn, does that mean they're torn because he turned into Red Hulk?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Oh,
I think it's going to happen. It makes sense.
Yeah. He's old.
Yeah, he's old. And the fact that they recast Thunderbolt Ross, especially with Harrison Ford, who's, what, he's, I think, 87?
Mm-hmm.
He's up there in age.
Yeah.
A lot of people are speculating that this may be Harrison Ford's only movie because they can move forward with Thunderbolt permanently in the Red Hulk form and possibly have him voiced by someone else if they need to.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a perfect role for him because I feel like he's kind of done his days of action movies, so yeah.
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 And Thunderbolt has a cute little white mustache, much like Stan Lee.
Oh, good segue there. Yeah.
I am not going to lie. I got very emotional.
It seems like an emotional one.
Yeah. So if you haven't seen, I think next week, actually.
June 16th.
Disney Plus is releasing a Stan Lee documentary. And just watching the preview alone, I was like tearing up because this man is so loved by everybody. He just was a visionary for his time. He simply had the idea that what if we focus less on the superhero and more on the normal life of the superhero, the emotional part, the person behind the superhero. So that's really what set apart the Marvel heroes that Stan Lee created versus, you know, like DC was very focused on Superman, and Superman was only Clark Kent part of the time, or only when he needed to be, and he was really kind of a boring person. He didn't really have a personality. Whereas, you know, Spider-Man's one of the most loved heroes in the world, and that's because we can identify with him. He's struggling to pay the rent. He's struggling to keep a relationship. He's struggling to go to school. Like, we can all identify with all of these things.
Yeah.
Whereas Clark Kent's like a reporter.
Yeah. And then he takes off his glasses and no one can recognize him.
Yeah. So yeah, Spider-Man is actually more popular than Superman in the world. And, you know, characters like that are why. Characteristics like that.
Yeah.
And I think Stan Lee was also good about humanizing these characters, adding them into a group like the X-Men or Fantastic Four. So he really laid the foundation for a lot of the MCU that we know and love today. Even if some people have the opinion, and I can kind of see it, he created all these characters, but he's not necessarily always the one who made them popular, we'll say.
Okay.
But you got to still respect the man for at least having the vision to put it out there for other people to work off of that template.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is something I'll definitely be watching next week. We'll definitely be watching next week. And we will talk about it not next week.
Yeah, whenever we record again.
So, spoiler alert, we will not have an episode next week. It's time for us to get a little break.
Yeah, it's Father's Day next weekend, so... you know, spend some time with your fathers and appreciate them.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's everything for Marvelous.
It is.
We kind of have a light show today again.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, there might be lighter shows out there in the galaxy.
Especially if you're on the light side.
Yeah, yeah. Galaxy.
Galaxy. Yeah, so for video game fans, I think it's like almost like we're going into new generation for Star Wars video games, because there is another video game coming up soon that was announced during the Xbox Game Showcase that happened this past Sunday. Microsoft and Ubisoft revealed the first cinematic trailer for their new Star Wars game titled Star Wars Outlaws. And it will be the Star Wars first open world game that's set to release in 2024, which is really exciting. And this first ever open world game will be set between the events of Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. There is a trailer out that was released with the announcement, but there's actually more content or more footage of the game that will be released actually the same day this episode drops. So check it out, we'll have a chance to look at it. We haven't watched it yet, but it's really exciting. I mean, I'm just excited for this open world concept. I feel like that's kind of like one of the genres I like to play in a lot, so I'm really excited for this for sure.
Like Zelda. You like Zelda.
I do like Zelda, and I'm sure like that's probably why they're doing this, because Zelda's such a great game.
True yeah. That.
So yeah, we'll let you know once we see it what our thoughts are.
Yeah, and if you're waiting for it and need something else to read about...
yeah, there is a massive... So if you love reading Star Wars, there's actually a giant collection of ebooks that's available. And you can purchase different tiers for various ones. But you can actually buy almost 41 books, or actually 41 books for $18, which seems really cheap.
Wow.
Yeah, and the tiers actually starts at... you can pay $1 and get 4 books. I won't name all of them. But yeah, there's 4 books for $1. Or you can pay $10 and you can... I believe these are like 15 books. And then yeah, they increase more and more. So yeah, that's really great if you like to read books.
I'm half wondering if I should get that.
I mean, $18 isn't... too bad at all.
I just don't know if I'd ever get to all 41 of those books.
That's true. Well, you probably read some of these books, too.
Yeah.
Knowing you.
I don't know. I was much more read up on the legacy books. Like, I had almost read all the legacy books, and then they started coming out with these ones that are canon, and now I haven't read a lot of these.
Yeah, it does say that it's every corner of the Star Wars canon, so I guess it's just the books within the canon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So check that out. And then while you are waiting to, or while you're reading this, it'll get you closer to the air date of Ahsoka.
What?
We have an actual premiere date now for Disney Plus of Ahsoka. And it is coming out August 23rd.
That's so soon.
Yeah, so mark your calendars. Hopefully you can read all 41 books before then.
Who's Mark, and why do I want him on my calendar?
Wow.
That's exciting. Yeah, I'm so excited for Ahsoka. I have big expectations for it. I think it's going to change the landscape and definitely lead us into the Heir to the Empire movie.
Yeah, and I feel like it's good timing, too, because like we just kind of got out of the end of Mandalorian, or season, what was it, 4?
Three.
I'm losing track. But yeah, I feel like August will give us enough breathing room to, like, if people need to catch up on other shows, August is, you know, not too far along. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. I guess that takes us over to Disney. Disney. So, yes. Oh, this is you.
Yeah, so if you're an Apple fan, you might have seen this, or maybe even just on TikTok, but there is a new product that Apple just announced. It is the Apple Vision Pro, and it's basically kind of like the Oculus. It's kind of like a VR headset, but you can also see through it as well, too. So it's like augmented reality. So say you're sitting in your living room, you can still see like the items in your living room, but you can also see like a virtual screen. So you can watch like movies on it. And Disney is actually one of the first partners that will launch with the Apple Vision Pro. So you can actually watch Disney Plus shows through the Vision Pro, which is kind of cool. And then you can also set the environment that you want to watch it in. So say you're watching The Mandalorian, you can actually make it so that it feels like you're in the Star Wars world, basically.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so there's that. There's also some people are thinking they could do like VR Disney, or like Disney parks attractions, they can probably ride virtually. So there's a lot of things with it. There's just a lot of things that the Apple Vision Pro can do. There's one, it's like FaceTime, where it will use artificial intelligence to basically like map your face, and then while you're wearing it, it'll kind of virtually CGI your face as you're talking to whoever you're talking to.
That's creepy.
It is kind of creepy, but that's, I guess, the world that we live in now. But yeah, it comes out early 2024. The big thing, though, is that it is really expensive. It will cost $3,500.
That's it?
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of tech enthusiasts will probably be the first people to snatch it. But yeah, it is pretty pricey.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's actually a lot more cheaper if you just buy a park ticket or Magic Key. Yeah, and then if you are a fan of card games,
I am.
This might be interesting for you, because Disney, if you don't know, they released a new card game called Lurkana. I'm not sure what the actual mechanics are for the game itself, but even though the card game just got released, Disney's actually getting sued for the design of it. Unfortunately, there's another company that basically said that they kind of ripped the theming or the design of the cards by them, and I believe it's Upper Deck. They're the ones that are claiming that Ravensburger, who created the card game, used a lot of their likeness for one of their games called Rush of Ichor, is their name. So yeah, unfortunately, I don't know what's going to happen, but maybe Ravensburger might update the artwork, but I think the game's probably still going to be around. Because it was pretty popular at D23 when it first premiered.
Yeah, now I wish I bought it then, because it goes out of print.
Very true. Well, yeah, those cards did sell out pretty fast, so yeah. They're probably already super expensive by now.
You know, Upper Deck also makes Marvel Legendary, which I make you play.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, let's jump over to Parks and Rec.
Parks.
Rec. Parks and Rec. So I thought we'd start with the crap news and get lighter from there.
Yeah.
So today, Sunday, it was reported that Nazis, people with Nazi flags, were outside of Disney World chanting white power.
Yes.
This drives me crazy because they're literal Nazis.
Yeah.
Like, how do you align yourself with the Nazis are literally the villain in like everything.
Yes.
They're even more evil than the devil in our media. Cause at least we have things like Lucifer that like paint Satan as like not a terrible character, but Nazis are always terrible. How do you align yourself with Nazis?
Yeah.
And how do you go out to a children's place, a place where families go, and do this?
Yeah. Like, it's so dumb because you always see groups like this, them or like ultra conservatives, go to events where liberals basically are. But you never see, like, a group of liberals go to an ultra-conservative, like, a gun store or something, you know?
Yeah, you don't see, like, gays protesting at NASCAR races.
Yeah, it's just so, it's ridiculous. At the same time, too, I do want to point this out because it's telling, especially because we're, you know, going into elections. Some of them also have Ron DeSantis posters up too in support of him, especially because he just announced his presidency. So, like, just think about that when you're electing president as well, too.
Yeah, if you're aligning with somebody who aligns with Nazis, like, yeah, maybe it's time to look at your life.
Yeah. So
I can't believe we're reporting on this.
I know,
it's just crazy,
especially like. People want to go to Disney just to have fun. There's no like political connection with it at all. You just want to go to Disney and just have fun. That's it. You don't want to think about stupid things like this.
Well, and even at the most base level, because I've seen both sides of it, Disney is going to do what they need to stay in a good light with the public.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's money to be made for them aligning with certain causes, they're going to align with that cause.
Yeah.
And when I say that, I remember when I was younger, Disney was very much not in support of gays. They didn't support gay days. They didn't really like even touch like anything with the queer community. And as we've like progressed as a people, and as it's more socially acceptable to show your gay pride, Disney is now in support of gay pride, not only because they want the money, but because they've also progressed as a company and they want to like be there for their fandom. They know there's a lot of queer people who love Disney.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, what do you want Disney to do? Like, no matter what side they take, they're going to have somebody mad at them. So why are they going to side with people who don't love them as much?
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, it's also like, it's such a small percentage of the population that like, why, like, Disney just shouldn't side with them. I don't know. It's just,
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, these people who are protesting, like, no queer, no this, no that, it's like, don't you see the way it's going? Like, we just keep progressing farther away from who you are. Like, stop clawing your nails into the past and, like, let's move forward together.
Yeah.
Let's find real things to fight and not just, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So annoying.
On a lighter note, though, the Pride Night characters are announced.
Yeah, inverse to this conversation.
Yeah.
So Pride Night is happening this week. We're actually going Tuesday, but it's also happening Thursday. And as you're hearing this, the event is sold out. So if you wanted to go, you got your tickets. More details have been announced for the event, and a lot of one of the big things that a lot of people are excited about are the characters that come out during these after hour events, because a lot of times you don't normally see them. But this is kind of cool because there's a lot of characters that people were like speculating, are they or are they not gay? So some of those characters are like, well, they're C-3PO for Star Wars, which is
been
hilarious.
A gay joke for years.
Yeah, and then even for Frozen, you have Oaken, who is the shop owner, and a lot of people speculated that he was gay because when they showed his family, there was another, like, this family in the, I guess, jacuzzi or sauna room, there was another, like,
adult male
with children, so people thinking that was his partner. You even have Mulan, who some people are speculating she's going to show up as Ping, the male version of Mulan, which would be pretty cool. And then you also have, we know these characters are already gay, but Fastos from Eternals, as well as America Chavez from Doctor Strange. She will also be there as well, too. And then you also have some fabulous characters like Clarabelle and Daisy Duck. Clarabelle actually is, I want to see her in person because apparently I see this a lot on TikTok where she just dances so fabulously. So she'll probably be there doing that. Now, I guess she's a bit of a gay icon, but Cruella de Vil will also be there as well, too. Princess Tiana and Louise are really exciting to see as well. So, yeah, a lot of characters, and very excited to see what they come out and dress up in as well, too, because I know a lot of the, like, Mickey and the Fab Five are going to come out in their Pride outfits, which is great.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to go subtle, though. I'm going to wear my rainbow ears with my Rainbow Pride magic band. I'm going to wear my Rainbow Magic spirit jersey. I don't know why I said magic. Yeah. And I'm going to have my rainbow backpack.
Must be Tuesday.
You know it.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the other things too at Pride Night is going to be a lot of dancing. There's going to be a lot of music. And speaking of dancing, we have Disney just premiered their Dancing Baby Groot robot. It's a free-range robot. This has been in development for a few years now by Walt Disney Imagineering. And this is the first time Disney is playtesting this animatronic, but it's a free-roaming animatronic. There was a little performance that they had in front of the cast members, and it just looks very realistic. Like, he is walking on his own, he's dancing. It looks like there's actually a child dressed as basically Baby Groot, like in a Baby Groot costume, but it's actually all robotic, and it just looks so real, which is cool. They hosted like a little dance party with cast members, as well as with Star-Lord, who was kind of like there to kind of hype up everyone as well too. So I don't know if they're using this specifically for a future attraction or a future entertainment show, but it is pretty cool to see, kind of creepy as well too, because, you know, we've seen movies like Megan. Check it out. It's on YouTube, actually. If you go onto the Walt Disney Imagineering page, you can look them up there. And it just looks so kind of creepy and cool at the same time.
That's what people say about me.
Well, if it is creepy for you, you know, you can kind of calm down your stress mode, I guess you can say, by getting a libation. In celebration for the new Indiana Jones movie coming out later this month, there is a new Indiana Jones bar at Disney's Hollywood Studios. A little jealous on the west side because we don't have anything like this. But a lot of cool merchandise that you can get also and along with drinks as well too. They have a lot of like little nods around the building that includes posters from the movie as well, actually from it's called, or from Iskenderun, which is where the Last Crusade was at. That's a lot of nods to the past movies as well, too. But yeah, and they also have some costumes from the movies as well. So costumes and props, I should say, actually. So really exciting. Again, kind of jealous that they have this, because I would love to have like an Indiana Jones themed restaurant or bar or something in our Adventureland. That would just be awesome. So enjoy it if you're on the East Coast. I mean,
yeah.
And another thing that Walt Disney World has, that's exciting, is that the fireworks, the July 4th fireworks, are coming back this year, to the Magic Kingdom. So that's very exciting for them. If you are at the park on that day, expect fireworks to come out, at 9:20 PM, which is the Disney Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky. And that's scheduled, for two nights, actually, making the event official. Trying to look to see what dates they are for the two nights. Obviously July 4th, but I wonder if it's also July 5th or July 3rd. But check out the website, for more details, if you are at the park around that time.
So this literally just came across my phone. I want to give a quick shout out.
Sure.
And tell you about it too. We just got a shout out Mondays from our friends over at Lights, Camera, Rant podcast.
Wow.
So they shouted out Once Upon a Cult, The Marvelous Galaxy of Disney, and Solving for X.
Nice.
And they said these accounts make outstanding content and you should give them a follow. So thank you for that. Making friends.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, if you have friends here in California, you can go to the parks for cheaper.
Yeah, this is pretty awesome. So there is a new 3-day SoCal pass out there. So it is only $83 per day if you get a 3-day pass, but it is only one park per day.
Yeah, and it's actually California residents, so you don't have to live in Southern California. Yeah,
I lied. So this is a great deal. This is a great reason to get over into those parks. And what's nice is you don't have to do 3 days in a row. You have time from June 12th through September 28th.
Yeah.
So even if you just want to go once a month for 3 months, it's only $83, mm-hmm. which is what a good, like, $30 off.
yeah, it's a really good deal. There are two kind of tiers of pricing that they have depending on the day of the week you want to go. So if you do want to go during the weekdays, it's like Monday through Thursday, I believe, it's $249. And then if you want to have more freedom and go any day of the week, I believe it's $299.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's exciting for any California residents.
Mm-hmm.
And here it comes. Are you ready for it? If you do want to plan your vacation, especially to Disney, I have a new project.
What is it?
Well, my friend Victoria and I, and if you listen to my other podcast, sorry, you've already heard this twice, but we have our own, we are our own travel coordinators for you now, our consultants.
Nice.
So what it looks like, and what a lot of people don't know, is if you use a travel agent or travel consultant, then, you're actually not paying extra. So the travel consultant, me and Vicky, we actually get paid out from the hotel or from the Disney parks, or any theme park, or escape rooms even. So if you live in California and you're looking to even just do an escape room, contact us. We can get it set up for you, and then we get kind of our cut from the escape room. If you need a flight over to California, we can book your flight. If it gets confusing getting reservations for Disney, we can get the reservations for you and email over the ticket. So this is an exciting time for us. We're getting a lot of buzz on our website. The website is magicaljourneys.com. What Vicky and I really specialize at as people who have lived in SoCal all our lives, she grew up in LA, I grew up in Orange County. Especially right now with a lot of the hate for gays or like travel advisories for not traveling to certain states, like, I got you, boo. I can tell you where the good drag shows are. I can tell you where the escape rooms are. We've got stuff going up on our Instagram and our TikTok for, like, little things to help you throughout the parks, or just little nuggets to help make your time more enjoyable. So give us a follow on Instagram and TikTok. We are Magical Journeys, and then our website is mymagicaljourneys.com. Also, if you do want to book through us, just go to our website and just leave a note for the podcast that you listen to, so that way I know that you're a listener. And we're looking to do possible raffles in the future, or even, since I'm at the park, usually at least once a week, if not more, like three times this week, I would love to meet up with you if I'm able to. So yeah, let me know if you're a listener, and we'll get you all booked for your magical trip, and we'll help you plan it out and give you any advice that you need to make it the bestest it can be.
Yeah, and again, that is no extra fees for you if you want to book, because I think that's one of the things for me anyways that hold me back from using like a service that, like, I don't want to spend extra money to plan when I can do it myself, but you can have them do all the work for you for free.
Yeah,
so that's the highlight. Like, it's awesome. It's a great service.
Yeah, we basically get a cut from whoever we're booking with, as long as they're in our network. But even if they're not in our network, we can definitely guide you to whatever you want your trip to be. One thing I forgot is I also know the spooky places you can go, the haunted places, because I'm a weirdo.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm excited for that. Follow us and let me know if you need a booking.
Nice.
Yeah. So, shall we get into some Margot Disbiz?
Sure.
All right, let's do it. So, our question last week was, I'm getting back to it. I went off my Instagram.
Oh.
There we go. Who is your favorite spider being? Mm-hmm. I think we didn't say person because there was a one who's not a person.
Spider-ham. Ham, I mean.
So our choices were Spider-Gwen, Spider-Punk, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Ham. How do you think this went?
I have two front runners in my head.
Okay.
The first one is Spider-Gwen. The other one is Spider-Ham.
Who is your pick?
Mine is Spider-Ham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mine out of these, it's hard. I also have two front runners, and you know who.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know I love Spider-Gwen.
Mm-hmm.
You know I love Spider-Punk.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Punk, in his comic, he actually, like, says lines from songs. It cracked me up because I know the songs. So out of these, Spider-Man Noir got zero zip nada votes, which I was surprised because he was very well talked about when he first got released. A lot of people really liked him. But I guess compared to the others, he's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
A little surprise, Spider-Gwen came in third with only 22% of the votes.
Wow.
Spider-Punk got 33% of the votes. But yeah, Spider-Ham won with 45%.
Yay!
Nearly half the votes. Wow. Whatever, haters.
But he's so fun.
He is fun. So this week, we thought it would be fun if you told us, who is your favorite Star Wars droid? Is it R2-D2? Is it C-3PO? BB-8 or K2SO?
Mm-hmm.
But you won't be able to find out the answer until we come back.
Yeah. I have mine already. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I struggle between two of them. I really like two of them.
No, I have the one. My all-time.
Wow, all-time.
All-time.
Okay. Well, while Alan goes on and on about whoever's all-time is, here's a quick cover Disney for you. Then we'll get into our favorite moment, and that's our show for the week.
Yay!
So this week, this is very pretty. This is a violin cover of the Avengers theme song by Taylor Davis.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's a listen. Thank you. like that.
It was good. It's really relaxing.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I love strings.
I love you too.
Actually, there's a restaurant up north. It's called Strings. It's an Italian restaurant, and it's my favorite. Just saying.
I don't know if I care.
Well, this podcast is not for you. It's for the people, the listeners.
Wow. Well, do you have a favorite moment this week?
Yeah. So my favorite moment, I actually did pin trading for the first time.
What?
And it was pretty fun. I mean, I did like very basic pin trading where I just went to the stores and went to the pin board and just traded one of my old pins for a new one. And yeah, it was really fun. I don't know if I'd do it again. I just wanted to like get rid of a few pins. And I was like, oh, let's do pin trading. And yeah, it was cool. But yeah, I don't want to say I'm not addicted, because I know some people can get pretty addicted to it. But I'm glad I did it. Just like I'm glad I watched World of Color in the front row once.
Wow. Well, my favorite moment, I went on Star Tours with Alan. And he was trying to mess me up. Yep. Like, because I sit very still so that they can get a good picture of me to be the spy.
Yep.
And I turned to him and said, if I'm not the spy, it's your fault, because he's messing with me.
Yeah, I was putting my hand in front of his face.
But I was the spy.
Yeah.
I was the spy.
Yeah.
I was the spy.
Yeah.
I actually think the worker heard me, and she made me the spy.
Then we got caught by Kylo. It was all your fault. I just wanted a relaxing tour on Star Tours, but no.
Well, this podcast isn't for you.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I just always have a good time when I'm the spy. Everybody looks at you. The light comes on over your head. You're the center of attention.
I hate that.
Everything that Alan loves.
I hate that. I mean, it was a good group of passengers to be in, because, yeah, people were rarely reactive to it. Because a lot of times, like, sometimes when you're there and they were reveal the spy, people are just like, meh, whatever.
It wasn't me.
But this we were with a lively group of people, which was fun.
Yeah, it was a very fun time, and we got a good track. I love that last one where you get to see like the final battle from Rise of Skywalker, because I love how they wrapped up everything in that final moment where you like run into the droid who usually you just hit, and then you see like the pilot down below, and he's like, hey, that's my ship. It kind of just like wraps up all the storylines. It's so cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Good time with you for once.
Wow.
No, I always do.
You were just in a good mood because we had their fried chicken.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, it's like one of our favorite places.
Yeah.
All right, that is our show for this week. Again, you can find me at Magical Journeys on TikTok, our Instagram, our My Magical Journeys online. And you can find me on Solving for X with Kevin. We are getting towards the... We're just past the middle of season 4 of X-Men, the animated series. Yeah.
And you can also...
Words of the Witches.
Yeah.
Words of the Witches with Kevin. Mm-hmm. We're doing the Charmed comics. We're in season 10. Oh, it's getting good. And we're going to find out Prue's secret this week.
Uh-oh, secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, shout out to Great Typhoons and Raging Fires podcast. If you are not familiar, this is our friend Aaron. He reviews, or he watches, he's watching all the Disney movies, animated movies in order. And actually this week he is going to talk about Hunchback of Notre Dame, which I'm actually going to be part of that episode because it is one of my favorite movies.
Oh.
So yeah, check that out. Again, that is Great Typhoons and Raging Fires.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's it.
That is it. Again, sorry, we will not be releasing a new episode next week because of the holiday. So catch us next time we record another episode.
Yeah, we'll be back with all the news for you.
Yay.
All right, thank you for listening, and have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.